This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Breakfast Show on 98.9 FM with Tariana Olive, Jarrell Yayi, and of course our favourite doctor, Dr. Jonathan. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm well, thank you. I'm wondering if it's Flash Friday or Throwback Thursday.
Well, it's technically
Friday, but it's, you know, way back in the day, we just made these days up, Thursday, Friday, whatever, who cares, but we're just, you know.
Now we're just combining.
We're living like we're on a Friday, mate. That's what we're doing.
Yep. It's good.
Do you have a request for Throwback Thursday, Flashback?
Before we get to business, yeah, do you have a request?
I'm a fan of Jimmy Barnes or Cold Chisel, so.
All right, we'll throw one in.
Yeah, we got you. Let's talk about the important stuff, though, on the COVID front. What have we got, mate? Well, how are we looking?
Yeah, so on Tuesday, we did have a couple of local cases. So one was a 17-year-old who had been down in Tweed and had some people from other parts of New South Wales come and visiting, which is still kind of legal, but, you know, I guess that's a possibility with the sort of border bubble there. So no extra cases yesterday from that, but I guess today and tomorrow we're kind of, you know, that's the timing to see if there's, I mean, a bit longer than that, but I think today and tomorrow are the main days to see if there's more cases. And then the second one was someone in home quarantine who's come from down south, so probably less of a worry that one. But, yeah, I think we're just sort of hoping that there's not too many cases.
You think when these borders open up, Dr. J, you think it's going to, you know, is it a worrying time, or do you feel like we've done enough here in Queensland to try and, you know, make sure there's no outbreaks?
I mean, there'll be outbreaks and cases will just gradually go up over a few months. Like, I suppose that's the thing for people to get prepared for. It'll be January, there'll be some. February, there'll be more. March, there'll be even more. You know, it's going to continue till probably June, July that things peak, maybe even, and it'll go beyond that. So it'll be most of the year that there's significant numbers of cases each day. I'm concerned and not concerned at the same time. Definitely we're in a better place than states down south with vaccination rates where they are. But there's definitely, like we've talked about, there's parts of communities that are less vaccinated, and that's probably what concerns me is the risk there. I guess this is the sort of week, this week and next week, really, to get started with the vaccine so you can be fully vaccinated by the end of the year.
Now, how are our rates going here in Queensland?
Yeah, so we're about 76% of first vaccine. So I guess the closer we get to the 80%, that means we know that in a few weeks' time we'll be at that rate for double dose. We're as a population, we're definitely on our way there without much of a worry. So I think it's just kind of if you're in one of those regional areas or, you know, Logan, Gold Coast, then it's just picking up those rates there.
Here in Australia, we are the most vaccinated country in the world at the moment. Is that correct? Did I hear that somewhere? For first doses as well?
Yeah, I think it'll depend on which variable you look at. But certainly we're definitely one of the top ones. It took us a while to get there, but we are. I think we're probably doing really well on the numbers per day in terms of percentage of the population. So we've kind of kept that up even once we've hit, you know, 60, 70%. Other countries have kind of fallen off at that point, certainly places like the US. They kind of really leveled out, but we've just kind of kept going, which is really good. And I probably big thanks to people in New South Wales and Victoria doing the heavy lifting in Tassie, ACT. But, you know, certainly Queensland.
Well, they had to, didn't they? They had to do the heavy lifting because of the situation they were in.
Now, here's my question. Once we get to the 80 or 90% vaccinated, what will be the protocol? Because obviously, like, you can still get it, but it just makes it more like a cold than anything. Will there be a point where, at what point do we get to the stage where we're not sending people into quarantine just because they've tested positive?
Yeah, I think it'll get shorter if you've been vaccinated. That'll be one thing that'll probably happen first, you know, instead of the kind of 14 days, it'll be reduced to half that. But that does depend a bit on how long you've had symptoms for, all that side of it. But, yeah, look, I think if we could get vaccination rates up to 95%, and especially once we're able to vaccinate kids, you know, down to the age of five, because they're a big group of the population that are unvaccinated and who will spread it, then it's pretty likely that we can kind of get to a herd immunity type point. It's been tougher with Delta. It's kind of changed the game a bit in terms of getting to that. But yeah, that's a down the track thing. That might be kind of a few months into next year, maybe halfway through the year we can get to that point. But there's a lot of unknowns, so it's a bit hard to predict.
Now, what do you think of these rapid COVID tests that Coles is going to be starting to slowly distribute? Are they reliable? What do you think of them personally? Are they a good idea?
Yeah, look, I think they should be done in conjunction with, you know, public health advice and advice from health providers, because they're good, but they're not perfect, and you just got to understand the limitations of them to use them well. For example, they're not as sensitive, so they might miss some infections. Now, you know, 99% effective sounds great, but if 1% of infections, once there's a lot around, are being missed and people think they're safe, but they're actually infectious, then that can be more of a worry than people not knowing at all and being a bit more cautious. So it's kind of realising that, yeah, a negative test is pretty reassuring, but it's not a guarantee.
Yep.
And I guess that sometimes means that you might, especially if you're in a high-risk industry or something, you might be doing it, you know, every day or second day or something like that if there's sort of high risk going on.
Mm.
So it's just being aware of how to use them properly so that we actually make it safer rather than less safe.
All right, mate. Well, thank you for everything today. You enjoy your long... I think... are you on a long weekend as well?
Yeah.
Ah, well,
I'm today off as well, so...
How good. Well, you enjoy that, mate. Go relax, have some family time, and we'll contact you again next week.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.